Nobody gets an easy ride. We all have a cross to bear. But there's wisdom in the fire, and every moment is an opportunity. Embrace the journey.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina, Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For God is great, and yes, He's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory which is due your name. Oh, gracious Father, we recognize you as a God of more than enough. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will have thine own way. Because as we continue to decrease, Lord, I ask that you will increase within us. Continue to fill us up with more wisdom, more knowledge, more revelation of your word. But most of all, more understanding of your word. God, we want a closer walk with you, oh God. God, remove every hindering spirit that is coming against us, oh God, from getting to know more of you, God. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bible, pray. Could you turn them to Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 6th verse. That's Matthew 7 and 6. And it says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is simple. Do not cast your pearls before the swine. In this verse, the pearls represent the things of God, such as the gospel. And the swine represent hostile, unworthy people. Always have an attitude, always want to be upset with you about something. Really, they really don't receive you. It says, do not cast your pearls, which is your wisdom, your revelation, the word of God that God has given you to speak to them before the swine. It is a portion of the Sermon on the Mount. And to understand its meaning, we have to understand its context and the placement within the sermon. Christ had just finished instructing the crowd on judgment and reproof. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Matthew 7, 1 and 2. And you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Matthew 7 and 5. Then it says in verse 6, Christ tempers these admonitions and shows us the difference between judgment and discernment. Mm-hmm. There is a difference between judging and discernment. We are not to be hypocritical judges, yet we must be able to discern the swine, lest we cast our pearls before them. In other words, don't waste your words that God has given you on people who are not ready to receive you, or who better yet does not even receive you. do not even respect the anointing on your life. God had to take me through a season. And I was like, well, God, why this person has literally turned against me? I had to go through a season between 2022 and 2024 because of the reason I had prayed and I asked God. I said, God, I want more of you. I want to learn more of you because I know there is something that's much deeper. Don't you know when you pray a prayer to go much deeper into God, here come the demonic attacks, people that you expect to be on your side, people that you respect to have know what you are in the spiritual realm. But I was like, okay, I'm good, because I prayed for this. I prayed for a deeper level in God. I prayed for God to shift my life. I prayed for God to use me for his glory. Because once you in this thing for just serving only him and him only, basically, once that you know who you are and then you can't be moved, you can't be used by people, guess what? The enemy gonna use anybody he can. So before Jesus says, do not cast your pearls before the swine, he says, do not give dogs what is sacred. Come on here, somebody. The acknowledge mentioning dogs is also used in Proverbs as a dog returns to its vomit. So a fool repeats his folly. Proverbs 26 and 11. A dual reference to swine and dogs is also found in 2 Peter 2 and 22. Of false teachers, the Proverbs are true. A dog returns to its vomit, and a soul that is washed goes back to her wallowing in the mind. So in his sermon, Jesus uses dogs and pigs as representatives of those who would ridicule, reject, blaspheme the gospel once it is presented to them. People of God, we are not to expose the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who have no other purpose than to trample it and return to their own evil ways. Mm-mm. We just spread the gospel just like Jesus said do. And it is up to them to receive it or not. Because you got to remember, they are not rejecting you. They are rejecting God. Repeatedly sharing the gospel with someone who continually scoffs and ridicule Christ is like casting pearls before swine. Mm-hmm. We can't identify such people through discernment, which is given in some measure to all Christians. 1 Corinthians 2:15-16. So in this verse, it teaches Christians to discern who they correct and not to correct people who are unwilling to receive correction. It's a sad person when you cannot receive correction because you should be at a spiritual level to know whether or not it is of God and it is of the flesh of the person. Mm-hmm. And it's also the way you give it out, because if that you give it out with love, they are more receptive to receive it in love. So the verse also shows the difference between judgment and discernment. The verse does not mean that Christians should refrain from preaching the gospel, because see, that's what the enemy does. He want to get you to the place to where you don't even want to preach the gospel no more. Because you know what? You are a threat to his kingdom. Because when you know who you are in Christ, and when the gospel comes through your lips by the way of the Holy Ghost, nothing and nobody can stop you. Because you have an assignment. That word is going out to heal. That word is going out to deliver. That word is going out to set the captive free. That word is going out for salvation. People of God, there are people hurting. There are people that are dying before their time. There are people that are dying that who do not even know Jesus Christ. Oh, come on here, somebody. My God. The command not to cast your pearls before swine, that does not mean we refrain from preaching the gospel. We got to preach it in season, and we got to preach it out of season. We got to preach it whether or not they want to hear it or whether or not they don't want to hear it. Because the anointing shakes up their demons inside. Every time I go spread the gospel, I come with an agenda that the word will go out and touch the heart of somebody to say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? I go out with an agenda that somebody will get delivered through the word that comes through my mouth. Because I realize, people of God, this is not about me, but this is about the one who has sent me to spread the gospel. Jesus himself, he had ate with and he taught the sinners and the tax collectors in Matthew 9 and 10. So, in essence, the instruction in Matthew 7 and 6 is the same. Yes, it is. Come on here, somebody. It is the same that Jesus gave to his apostles when he said, if anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet, and when you leave that home or that town, and this is Matthew 10 and 14, shake the dust off of your feet. I tell anybody, when people invite me to come minister to their people, the first thing I ask, does the Spirit of the Lord have permission to move through me? That's the first thing I ask. Because if the Spirit of the Lord is not welcome there, I'm not welcome there. Come on here, somebody. Because I come to do an assignment. I come to help. God, we are to share the gospel. But when it becomes apparent that the gospel is not welcome, we are to move on. We can't force it. We got to move on. We are responsible to share the good news. We are not responsible for the people's response to the good news. Come on here, somebody. The pigs don't appreciate pearls. And some people don't appreciate what Christ has done for them. Oh my God. Our job is not to force conversions or cram the gospel down people's throats. There's no sense in preaching the value of pearls to swine. I often tell people, don't go where you are just being tolerated. Just because you're there, they just got to tolerate you. Go there because you're being celebrated. Celebrated by Christ and what Christ is doing in you. My God. Jesus' instruction to his apostles on how to handle rejection was simply, it was so simple. Go elsewhere. Get a deal, both shot. I'm telling you. There are other people who need to hear the gospel, and they are ready to hear it. It's sad to say.